Welcome to this Christmas Day podcast from Kingdom Faith Yorkshire. The message is brought by Chris Daniels.
Well, before I start, I just want to say how great it is just to be together.
Amen.
To be honest, Claire and I, traditionally, we don't really do Christmas morning in church. But I just love being in this church. And I just love living where we live. And I just love the way we praise and worship. And wild horses wouldn't keep me away. Snowdrifts, hallelujah, wouldn't be keep me away from being with you guys this morning and just joining together and worshipping him. I just want to read a little scripture and just bring you a word. It talked about in one of those songs there about the word of the Father in flesh appearing. So I thought I'd bring you some word of the Father this morning as we're celebrating his flesh appearing. And I want to read you one verse, but I'm going to read it twice. First of all, special treat for some of you, out of the complete Jewish version. Woo, ka-ching! See, brownie point scored. And then I'm going to go out of the Young's literal translation. Now, there is actually... Yeah. But let me read this to you. Well, at least let me attempt to read this to you. It says, for a child... This is Isaiah 9, verse 6. For a child is born to us, a son is given to us. Dominion will rest on his shoulders, and he will be given the name Pele Yoetz El Gibor Aviad Sar Shalom. This isn't even the Hebrew names version either. And in brackets, wonder of a counselor, mighty God, father of eternity, prince of peace. And this is who it is that we're celebrating this morning. Let's go into Young's literal translation. It does have a hath in it. For a child hath been born to us, a son hath been given to us, and the princely power is on his shoulder. And he doth call his name Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Father of Eternity, Prince of Peace. This is Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I love that it put in the Jewish version of he is a wonder of a counselor. We always look at how when Jesus talked about, you know, the last sort of talk he gave to his disciples, his apostles, he said, I'm going to send another counselor just like me. The word another there means one that is another one, but is exactly the same as this one. This wonderful counselor. And the wonder in there, the words in the Hebrew in there, it really means... It really kind of means that he is a beyond thinking, beyond your understanding. His wonder is so awesome that you can't really comprehend it. You can't really understand how wonderful Jesus really is. And the Jewish Bible put it together with the counselor and says he's a wonder of a counselor. So this Jesus who came, it is just... His counsel he gives, the way he comes alongside us, the way he lives within us, is a wonderful thing that we cannot understand often because it is so amazing. That is our Jesus. It also says that Jesus will be known as Mighty God. And that's really important because... Especially today, with there being so many different ideas being out there of who is what, and but it says clearly the Bible, the Old Testament of the Bible, clearly teaches that Jesus is Mighty God.
Amen.
It's not that we believe in three gods. It's not that Jesus is just a prophet. It is that Jesus is Mighty God. And not just any old God, but a mighty one. Hallelujah. So he's kind of wonderful beyond description. So beautiful, beyond description, perhaps too marvellous for words. Oh dear. No wonder we stand in awe. You know? But hey, look, he is mighty God. He is mighty God. There are people out there in our country going knocking on doors saying, no, he wasn't. It's great, you can tie them up in knots because I think they believe in two gods, which really hurts them because they think they believe in one. But we believe in one God. The actual most common word for God in the Old Testament is the word Elohim, which is a plural word. So, you know, the Lord our God is one God. Elohim is one Elohim, but Elohim is plural. So it's one God, three persons. Mighty God. Jesus is nothing less than the Father. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I love this next bit. Prince of, well, I've written down in my notes, Prince of Shalom. And what an amazing word Shalom is. I mean, you'll all know this now, really, most of you. Shalom, the old Hebrew word for peace, and it was a greeting. But it means so much more than just there isn't any war. And it means so much more than you're kind of chilled out, man. It's proactive. It's almost the Old Testament word for salvation. The meaning is so similar to the New Testament word for salvation. It's about health. It's about prosperity. It's about being full and whole. So when a Jewish person will greet you and say shalom, they're actually bidding you health and prosperity and wealth and fullness and wholeness. But our Jesus is the Prince of Health, the Prince of Prosperity. He is the Prince of fullness and wholeness. So the angels came and said, peace to all men. He was talking to Hebrew speakers. He was saying, shalom to all men. At last, there is an opportunity in this world for anybody, anywhere on the planet, can live in the shalom of God. The shalom of heaven is now available because Jesus has come. Hallelujah. No one is excluded. Up until that point, only the Jews, and generally people living with the Jews or marrying with the Jews, they would take on this shalom. People living and doing business with may benefit from the shalom in this tiny little strip of land in one part of the world. But because of Christmas, all round the world, more so around the world than in this country at the moment. I was looking the other day, 90 million Christians in Brazil. That's a third of the Brazilian population. 80 million in mainland China. 80 million. A few years ago, there wasn't that many. But people all over the world, whether they're atheists or Muslims or Buddhists or Hindus, wherever they're coming from, they are waking up to the fact that they too have access to the shalom of heaven. The peace, the prosperity, the health, the wholeness, the rescue of heaven is now available, not just to middle-class white Englishmen and their wives and 2.1 kids, but actually the whole world. Hallelujah. And he is the Prince of Peace. And it says in Ephesians, Hannah's favourite bit of Ephesians, about putting on the weapons of your warfare. No, that's the wrong bit. But putting on the armour of God. Kind of the same picture. It says you're not fighting against flesh and blood. We're fighting against principalities and powers. Well, I belong to a principality. I belong to the principality of peace. That's my principality. Hallelujah. But then in these two translations, and I went to the literal translation just to kind of prove my point, because most of them talk about everlasting Father, that Jesus is known as everlasting Father. But actually in the literal translation, and in this particular complete Jewish version, it talks about Jesus being the Father of eternity, which has very little to do with a nice perfume. Very little. No, he is the Father of eternity. the eternal. And in the mindset that God they were speaking into, it means it means forever. Not even going to try that one. Perpetuity. No. Continuing forever. So eternity is something that isn't in the future, is it? It's something that is continuing forever. It's here and now and always will be. In fact, another meaning of eternity is ancient or past time. Forever, a future time of continuous existence. That he is the father of continuous existence. He is the father of continuing forever. Father in the Hebrew actually talks about a builder or an architect. They're hence the person who sort of builds and architects a family is the father. So actually, I think it's the word Ab, where the Aramaic Abba for daddy comes from. And from there, you've got this idea of the architect of continuing forever is Jesus. The only way that we can have any sense of eternity in our hearts is through Jesus, the architect, the father of eternity. The only way we can live forever, not in our bodies, but in our spirits, not living together, being reborn as a worm or as a jellyfish or as a... Well, it's always somebody's famous servant, isn't it, actually? Not eternity like that, but actually the sense of having the eternal with us, in our hearts, carried with us, and that one day when we pass off these bodies of ours, we just step into what is already within us. It's almost like we just shed it, and what's there, it just is there. And we're into that new realm. Hallelujah. What a great thing that is. Praise God. He is the father of eternity. He is the architect of forever. If you want forever in your life, if you want the assurance, I know that I know that I know that I'm going to live forever, then you need to get to know the father of eternity. Because only through Jesus, hallelujah, can we know eternity. And then the other one I thought was interesting in here was it says dominion will rest on his shoulders. And I was being very thorough last night, and I even looked up the word shoulders in the Hebrew. And it turns out that means shoulders. Yeah. Eileen came up to me the other day and says, I'm getting to know you, Chris. But actually, also it means the back as well. So if you're giving someone a piggyback, they're on your shoulders, they're on your back, aren't they? You're carrying it, isn't it? It's not just the shoulders. Why the shoulders? Shoulders in Scripture prophetically denote authority, don't they? But it's on his back, and it's on his shoulders. He's taking the burden of what here? Dominion. Why is that? Well, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. Then God blessed them. He's just created humans, male and female. Then God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth. Subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the air, the sea. Fish of the air. Over the birds of the air and over every living thing that moves on the earth. If you want to find out something important, go to the first thing where it's mentioned. Good lad. And the first place, the first thing that God ever spoke to man was blessing. And then an instruction to take that blessing and spread it round the whole earth. It was literally to get Eden, where they lived, that fantastic garden. It was called a garden. I mean, it's not a garden. I mean, this is a fantastic garden, but... It was just an amazingly luscious place, but it had boundaries. And it was to extend those boundaries until the whole earth was covered in Eden. The creation was good anyway, but here is this golden part of the good that he blessed them with and said, right, now take this around the world. Have dominion over the world. Not dominion that some religions have tried to make and enforce on people. He's not talking about that. He's taking the dominion of heaven. Taking what is in heaven, the shalom of heaven, and spreading that around the world. And of course they lost that because they fell. But the first thing that we were told to do as human beings was to prosper, to take the blessing, live in the blessing that God has blessed them with, and to go around the world and to take that and to prosper and to multiply and grow and become bigger. Maybe not physically. Got that one wrong. But to actually take that and go with it. This isn't bad from a little baby in a stable. Is it really? Great things come in little packages. Don't they, fella? Hallelujah. But you see, then Jesus came and he reversed it, because it said that the dominion that man has lost would now fall on his shoulders. So Jesus came, that we'd lost, he's picked up again at the cross and put on his shoulders, that we may get back to what we were for in the first place. And Ephesians 1 verse 3 says, praise God, I have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. He's blessed us again. First of all, when he first created man, he completely blessed us and provided everything. We lost that. But when we come to Jesus, when we come to the Father of eternity, we have got a new mandate again. It's to go make disciples of all nationalities, of all nations. It says all nations, but it means nationalities. It's to go and take that blessing, live in that blessing, prosper in every way in that blessing of the shalom of heaven, and show people around you how you do it. Make disciples. Show people around you how you live in the blessing of heaven. And then they want it. They want the riches that you have. They want that touch of heaven. There's no poverty in heaven. There's no sickness in heaven. There's no crying, death or pain in heaven. There's no lack in heaven. How about having heaven inside people as they live and dominate in their lives, live above their circumstances, and get into a place where they can show other people how to be a gateway to heaven. Hallelujah. So Father God, I want to thank you so much that you have blessed us with every spiritual blessing. I want to thank you so much you sent Jesus to be born, to become a man, so that that covenant, that new covenant, could be made with a man who will never break it. And I want to thank you, Father God, that you have blessed us, those of us that have come to know you, those of us that have accepted you as our Lord and Savior. You have blessed us with every heavenly blessing, every spiritual blessing. I want to thank you, Father, that the spiritual is more real than the earthly. Hallelujah, Jesus. I want to thank you because I want to live. And I'm going to live in the blessing. Hallelujah. Just say to the Father right now, I am going to live in this blessing. I am going to live in all the good of all that you have given to me, all that you have done for me. Father, I'm going to live in that. Hallelujah. And then I'm going to show the world how to live in the blessing. Hallelujah. I'm going to show the people around me, hallelujah, how the blessing affects my life. How this commission. Thank you, Jesus, that you have taken the dominion on your shoulders. You're carrying that on your back. And in Christ, so are we. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com/Yorkshire.